Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Mother Taught Me by Jackie Britton, Placerville, California, USA. My mother, Sylvia M. Miller, was one in a million. She was orphaned when she was 7, sent to relatives in Missouri to live, and was on her own when she was 13. She supported herself as a hairdresser during the Depression and in the best ways she could. After her marriage, she found herself unable to have children and she adopted me. I was born a handicapped child of Indian descent. In the eyes of the state of Montana, I was considered unadoptable, but my mother and father fought the state for over 2 years to finalize my adoption. They won after many court battles. During my childhood, she cared for countless foster children. She had over 100 in 1 year alone. She couldn't bear to see an unloved child. She took babies from receiving homes and cared for them with love until good homes and good parents could be found for them. I remember one child in particular. She was of Japanese descent, and this was after World War II, when anti-Japanese sentiments were rampant in the U.S. I was about 3 years old when we got Ding Ding. Her name was Mei Lai, but I couldn't say her name, so that's what I called her. She was a delicate, beautiful child, and we all loved her so very much. She was ours for more than a year before she found a family. We all cried when she left. My mother cared for foster children until just 2 years before she died. I have seen so many abused, sad children become loved, wonderful members of society because of her. I am still in touch with many that she had, and we consider each other as family. My mother did not do this for the money, for there would be no amount of money that could compensate her for the time and the emotions that she put into her home. She didn't want to see any child spend a Christmas without someone who cared. She did it because she truly didn't want to see any child have to go through what she did when she grew up. And she taught me to truly love life.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.